Hello, it's the 18th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Smart Preban Centre in Bedford has begun fundraising for this year's Cold Relief in Bedford campaign. On hand to promote the efforts of the homelessness charity was Bedford Borough Mayor Dave Hodgson. The organisation is seen by many as a community lifeline, providing a warm, safe place where those facing extreme hardship can receive a free hot meal, access to a shower and clothing. In addition, volunteers provide information and support to the rising number of people requiring help. Proceeds will cover the ever-increasing operation costs, which are currently around £250,000 annually. Anita McCullum, the CEO of Smart, said, "It is crucial that we keep providing these vital services. For some people, all the other options have been exhausted and we are the only people left to turn to." A taxi driver in Dunstable was robbed in Linden Close by three men in the early morning hours last Friday. The men used a baton to smash the window of the vehicle and cause damage to other parts of the taxi before stealing the driver's mobile phone. Police are appealing for witnesses. A third suspect has been arrested in the Houghton Regis triple stabbing case, which left two men, 27-year-old Patrick Howard and Adam Finelli, 39, dead. A third victim was seriously wounded in the incident, which took place last weekend. Two men, Nicholas Papworth of Houghton Regis and Curtis Long of Luton, were charged earlier this week. They have now been joined by an as yet unnamed third man in his 40s who is currently in police custody. Shiny Mind has been launched to help nurses in Bedford, Luton and Milton Keynes hospitals manage their mental health challenges. The app comes online as thousands of overly stressed nurses contemplate leaving the profession. That's all I have for this week. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.